Why me? Understanding anxiety and trauma. Have you ever found yourself lying awake at 3 a.m, heart pounding with unspoken fears, or standing in the middle of a bustling crowd feeling utterly alone? You might whisper to yourself, "Why me?" as you wrestle with these feelings of anxiety and trauma. This isn't just your inner dialogue. It's a question many ask silently, shared across the spectrum of human experience. Let's walk through this together, lighten that burden a bit, and maybe find a way to weave peace into the fabric of your everyday life. Discover how to understand and manage anxiety and trauma with practical strategies to help you regain control and find peace. When anxiety knocks on your door. Imagine you're at home and a sudden knock or a phone ringing jolts you into panic. Your heart races and perhaps you freeze, unable to decide how to react. That's anxiety. It's not just a minor annoyance. It's a powerful, overwhelming presence that consumes you in those moments. You are not alone in this struggle. Take Jenna, for instance. She dreads public speaking due to a deep-rooted fear of not being good enough, a seed planted during her childhood, filled with criticism. Each time she faces an audience, the crippling fear is palpable, resonating with many who have faced similar fears. Trauma's long shadows. Trauma, like a stubborn vine, creeps into our psyche, taking root in our most painful experiences and influencing how we see the world, others, and ourselves. Often, it's not the traumatic events themselves, but their long shadows that shape our reactions and life choices long after the events have passed. Maybe you can relate to this in moments of inexplicable fear or when you overreact to small annoyances. Consider Paul, who survived a serious car accident and now sweats at the thought of driving. His mind has formed a strong association between driving and life-threatening danger, a connection hard to break even years later. Strategies for understanding and managing your mental health. So, what can you do when the weight of anxiety and trauma feels too heavy? Here are some personalized strategies that might resonate with you. Acknowledge and name it. Giving your feelings a name can diminish their power over you. When anxiety rushes in, or when the shadows of past trauma loom, acknowledge them. Say it out loud if needed. This is anxiety, or this is a trauma response. Connect the dots. Like a detective in your psychological thriller, try tracing back your feelings to their origins. Write them down, talk them out, and discover where they lead. Understanding the connections between past experiences and current reactions is a powerful step toward healing. Create your emotional toolbox. What soothes you? Is it music, a walk, a hot bath, or reading? Build an emotional first aid kit. Emily, for instance, created a calm playlist and a worry journal to manage her nighttime anxieties. Practice grounding. Grounding techniques can bring you back to the present during overwhelming moments. Try feeling your feet on the ground, taking deep breaths, or holding something tangible, and focus on its details. Seek stories of resilience. Knowing that others have faced similar challenges and thrived can be incredibly uplifting. Seek out stories of resilience through books, blogs, or documentaries. They not only provide companionship in your struggle, but also offer diverse coping strategies. The importance of connection. The power of connection is evident in every story of struggle, including yours. Whether by sharing your story or listening to others, there's incredible strength in not facing anxiety and trauma alone. It's about building a community, even if that community is just one other person who understands. Reflections on growth and coping. Growth often comes in waves, sometimes small ripples, sometimes overwhelming tides. Embrace these waves and learn from them. Each challenge you face and navigate through adds a layer to your resilience. Remember, it's okay to ask, "Why me?" It's part of trying to make sense of what seems senseless, but also ask yourself, what now? This question gives you the power to shape your narrative and take an active role in your healing journey. Anxiety and trauma might be parts of your story, but they don't define the entire narrative. You do. Every day you choose to face your challenges is a day you build your resilience and take another step towards peace.